Friday. Do you know where your IT guys are? We don't. It's Patch and Switch. And now, two guys who are restricted from being within 500 feet of a Zamboni still manage to find their way to a hockey rink. It's Patch and Switch.
A Samboni?
A Samboni.
It apparently doesn't do trademark names very well.
I guess not.
I've been on a Zamboni.
I know.
I had the best time on a Zamboni.
I know.
In the ice rink that is known as the Blackhawks. I don't even know what they call that ice rink, but
I guess I've been honest. Give him a pony.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, I've been honest. You can give me a pony.
It's the United Center.
The United Center Zamboni ride. That was absolutely amazing to be able to do that.
This is the year they won the cup.
It was.
It was just. It was the start of that season. Preseason game.
Was it a preseason game?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not bad. Yeah. I don't like preseason games very much.
No,
it's not the same.
It's not the same.
It's not the same. But hey,
you're not liking Olympic playoff hockey either, are you?
Well, actually, I really enjoyed that game.
It was the women's game.
I despise the fact that the International Olympic Committee rules for international hockey, European hockey, whatever it is, resorts to doing shootouts.
I agree.
Like stand up. Let's actually go ahead and just let them play. Just let them play.
I don't think that game would have been
like the NHL.
Yeah, fatigue will kick in, and then someone will score. That's all you got to do. As opposed to this,
the first hockey game I ever got to watch on cable, because we didn't have cable in my neighborhood till I was well into my high school years.
They had black and white first, right?
Yeah, exactly. No,
uphill in the snow both ways.
Yeah.
No, it was that Flyers Capitals game that went like five overtimes.
Yeah.
We ordered three pizzas during the game.
I know, it's crazy.
It's like, oh my goodness.
It's crazy. It'll eventually work itself out. But you know, well, 20 years of gold medals, I think you guys can have one.
But so last I heard, you guys were down 3-0 to Germany.
The men's hockey team? Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Men's I didn't even care about. Honestly?
Wow.
The women's hockey team is on both sides.
Yeah, it is.
On both sides.
It is.
Hockey like you've never seen before. They are absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it was a heck of a game.
You know, you got to say,
kept me up way too late.
You got to say that I got my automated announcement saying that sign up now, $500 for regular level seats, $1,000 for club level seats for NHL in Seattle.
Yes. Right.
You have to commit yourself to going on March 3rd, I do believe. They open up the website.
March the 1st, yeah.
And I wish I had $2,000 in my pocket just sitting around, you know?
Yes, because we've got the Nationals, Hockey League's coming.
Yep. So
it is
my wife and I, it is. And if you want seats,
so
this is your chance to get in line to get first dibs at seasons.
They've not been given a team yet.
Yeah.
That's why proving
I'm like,
the NHL.
It's proving that we actually have enough fan interest.
It's a deposit.
Or what it really means is it's proving that we have enough bookies and sports ticket sellers like the Seahawks that will go ahead and buy up all those tickets and then make it so that we can't get any tickets.
Got it. So I should be finding a $2,000 in my
find a $2,000 somewhere to be able to do it. Yep. And so it's basically $500 for a regular seat. You can buy a maximum of four, and then it's same thing for the club levels.
So Vizio MVP guys here, as is Tony. Got to say hello to Gareth. Colleen is apparently supposed to be doing something and is not. JFlo's here. No, literally, he's here.
Oh, nice. Dude? He's in the room. Nice.
He's also here in the other room. Nice. Dave Upton in the house. Sean Lowe in the house, as is our very own Essex girl, who has given us a score update. It's 3-4 to Germany was the final score in men's hockey. You lost to Germany.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't care about the men's hockey team. I don't care at all.
All right.
It's women's hockey is what I'm obsessed about.
And my good friend Lara's here. Hi, Lara. She's famous. She's like...
Lara.
Not Laura, it's nice. Laura.
See, I'm back again.
So I said
trying
hello.
To figure out which one I'm supposed to be
you
at.
Quit moving just the camera.
I'm
over here. Oh, maybe this is it.
We have low production values here.
Oh, I found it. I found the page. This is it. I got it. So now I can do these fun things like I'm angry with you, and I can have them come out.
Stop that.
They're not flying across the thing, though.
Quit it. Gareth says for Cincinnati, they have the ECHL where they buy a $12 ticket on game day, walk down to the front row.
Oh, yeah. That's the good days. Yeah. That's the good stuff.
Well, you could do that with most NHL teams if they're not doing well.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, you know, fair weather and all. What about the curling? You've been watching the curling? I'm a Winter Olympics junkie. I'm watching everything.
No, curling is awesome as well. The women have not been playing as well as they could have been, It's a young team that's there, but they're still doing well.
Well, so now we have a friend in the crew whose sister-in-law was the skip of the last gold medal-winning Canadian team. Yeah. Apparently, she didn't make it through. I guess this is they take club teams, and then those club teams kind of go through a process.
They go through a process up in Canada to figure out if they're able to curl, drink a beer, and a Tim's at the same time while they're throwing stones. And then based on their success of being able to do that with all the distractions, they then are able to go in and to go into a qualifying tournament to be able to rank.
So there is a Tim Hortons barrier or bar of entry.
At some point, yes.
Okay, gotcha.
And the best part about it, the beer stays cold because they put it on the ice.
Oh, totally.
Well, that's why they had to invent the sport.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There's actually a picture a buddy of mine sent from that. He finds all these weird pictures from like 1970 sports. And there's actually a picture of a guy curling with a big cigarette hanging out of his mouth and a beer in the other hand as he's throwing the rock down the ice. And it was for like a championship game at one of these tournaments. And that's just how you did it back in the 70s, having a smoke, having a player's light unfiltered.
Having a smoke. Don't get your toque on fire, eh?
Oh, and he had bell bottoms on. Big polyester bell bottom pants.
Oh, yeah?
It was great. Absolutely great.
That's fantastic.
They should do retro uniforms for curlers.
Oh, God.
One of these days.
Okay, that hurts. Okay. Sorry. No, because Gareth just posted in Sweden. Sorry, this really hurts to laugh. In Sweden, they swap out the stones and curl live penguins.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're more slippery, right? They're harder to regulate.
I got the visual right there.
Last night, I was watching the men's team.
Hard.
Last night, I was watching the men's team, and the Canadian skip had to stop what he was doing and then call over the ice master. Is actually a person, is actually a role in curling called the ice master, and he's responsible for the quality of the ice and also for the maintenance of the stones. And the handle was loose, and the ice master is the only one that actually has the proper size Allen key to flip it over and to tighten it up, sweep it off, check the thing, and then put it back down again. Okay, you're good to go. You're not allowed to do it yourself. I'm just leave the Allen key by the side of the lane, and you can just pick it up. Yeah. No. Ice Master is the only one that's allowed to touch the stones.
Okay.
Besides the players.
All right.
Is it the Ice Master and the Stone Keeper?
No. It's Ice Master does both.
And the Stone Keeper.
Ice Master does both. And the best part is the Ice Master for the rink in South Korea is actually from Alberta. So.
Awesome. You know, another random fun fact, the person who's in charge of dealing with the ice in the speed skating from Salt Lake City.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's a big deal making ice. Like they were talking about, because the ice for the short track.
I agree. My cocktails are never the same without ice.
the short track.
Big deal.
The short track speed skaters and the ice dancers have to share the same sheet of ice.
Yeah.
And for speed skating, you actually have to run your ice at least 20 degrees or 10 degrees cooler than what you run for ice dance.
Yeah, okay.
And so they actually have to wait 3 hours in between the sports as they switch back and forth to make sure the ice gets down the right temperature.
Oh.
So that's another fact I learned from the Ice Master. It's called Ice Master there, too.
Oh, there's an Ice Master.
I want a business card that says Rick Claus, Ice Master.
We could probably get that made for you. What's the name of the dude who comes out and measures in curling? And what's up with that device? There's been so many measurements that they measure like 19 times. That comes up with a different result every time.
I don't know what the I should probably look it up. Someone could probably Google this faster or Bing this faster than I could. But it's a digital measurement tool that sticks inside the center hole exactly.
Yeah,
and then it has the equivalent of a. I want to say, what's those? Is it measurement calipers, the really fine-tuned ones that are digital with the pinchy thingies? They have one of those at the end that moves around. But the hilarious thing is I was watching this really contentious stone for the – I think it was the Swedes in Canada, but it was their qualifying game. And they didn't know if it was in or out, so they put it in. They put the measurement on it. It just has to touch the stone as it goes in the circle.
Right.
And then they get the digital measurement of what it is.
Right.
And then they just continue the rotation movement and see if it hits the other stone.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, then,
but it's like there's some like little gauge or meter thing on there.
And but the funny thing is that the woman that was doing it, she obviously hadn't done it very much because she put her head over top of the damn meter. So the camera's straight down. You just see this bald spot of this woman's head. It's like, get out of the way. You got to see the stone. You got to see the stone measurement.
Per has a proposal to give a better effect to curling by setting the stones on fire.
That would melt the ice.
But,
it won't work. Cool. It won't work.
The top on fire.
The stones only are allowed to come from a certain quarry up in Scotland.
It's in Scotland, yeah. One quarry, and that's all they do.
That's all they do. It's 20-pound granite stones.
Yeah.
Talk about a niche market.
Can you tell? I've been watching the CBC coverage of the Olympics as well.
Oh, no. This is hilarious. The only way to watch the Winter Olympics in the States is to watch the Canadian coverage. Because exactly. The American coverage, no offense, just the commentators just don't know what to do. They don't know what to talk about. I was watching the big air
figure skating. You've got to give it up to Tara Lipinski and Mr. Like.
Did you see their handshake they do every time before they go on air?
I saw that. I thought that was pretty good.
Yes,
they're pretty good. But yeah, the rest of it,
they are the standout.
On hockey, though, I do have to say, because they've switched over, it was like NBC Sports, right?
Yeah.
So they had like guys who do hockey every day.
Right.
Your normal hockey announcers who do the NHL.
But do they understand the Olympic size?
Oh, yeah. No, they understand the whole thing. And they get guys, you got guys like Jeremy Roenick, who is, you know, he's an American-born player for ages and ages. And he's there doing the color commentary about things. And no, it wasn't. The hockey coverage was a lot better than the rest. But boy, some of the other sports. Though I've got to give the CBC guys who are doing the like border cross and the half pipe stuff because the big air guy.
The big air guy was hilarious.
Yeah, they're throwing out all the terminology and then the other guy going. What exactly is a front side versus back side?
This is the front side 1440 double McChicken by Sean White doing this one here.
Chicken twist or something.
Chicken twist, and he's added in this new doohickey in the back rig. It's like, no, I don't get it. But no, it's good. I mean, I've been a junkie too. So
is it like 1440p versus 4K?
No, it's not interlaced. No. It's
no.
What's
it's HDR.
Yeah, he's HDR.
Everything's HDR.
Nice.
I will say the Winter Olympics is the one time I hate being a cord killer. Because I do not have very good access. I pick up what I can on the YouTubes of people janking other broadcasts, and that's about it. And then, like, you know, you get 10 minutes in, and then it gets pulled.
Nice.
Well, speaking of being 10 minutes in.
I was about to say, we should probably start, eh? Yeah. Like this, I didn't think we were going to be talking about sports all the time. In case you're wondering, this is the most sports that I've talked about probably in the last year, in this last 10 minutes.
Actually,
at least in the last 4 years.
And knowledgeably, too.
I thought this was our new podcast, Ice and Stone
Weekly. Ice and Stone Weekly.
I don't want to hear the term stone anymore.
Yeah. Stones. So can we address the elephant in the room that you're actually injured? You can't laugh. So my goal this podcast is to make sure that I make him laugh.
Playing hurt.
Playing hurt.
He's on the injured list.
He'll be fine.
He's on the injured list.
Put a Band-Aid on it.
So I had no idea except through social media that this happened.
Not many people did.
I guess this just shows the depth of our friendship for the last 7 years.
I just didn't want to bother anybody with it. The reason there is that I didn't need to make an announcement.
But you've been sick and you've been at home and you've been on the mend puppy.
With the dog. And
has the puppy been hanging out with you?
She has.
It's perfect. That's the best medicine, man.
Yeah, other than she wants to be in my lap. She's 45 pounds now.
That's not a best four times the size of Bailey.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Yeah. So she wants to be in my lap, which doesn't work when you're recovering from gallbladder surgery. So
ouch.
Yeah, I had to have my gallbladder removed.
Extra
that was
parts.
An experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. And nothing like just walking in. And so I came back from Sydney. And I'm really glad, no offense to anybody else in Sydney. I was supposed to be in Germany and London now. I was supposed to be in London as we speak. So I came home. Got a little stomach achy, and I'm like, normally I just take a Pepcid or something, and it's all good the next day. It didn't come back. It just stayed, and it was like it woke me up, and I'm like, okay, maybe I have a flu bug or something. And if I've got a flu bug, I'm thinking Tamiflu.
Yeah,
I mean that's the first thing I'm like, because these flu bugs have been running around here that have been taking people out for like weeks.
Is Tamiflu over the counter, or do you got to get a prescription?
No, you got to get a subscription.
Okay.
A subscription
to it.
Amazon.
Because I've seen Tamiflu auto ship.
Yeah.
I've seen Tamiflu on the counter and at people's houses. Is it like a drink that you have? Is it like a pill?
I think it's a pill, right?
Because like, does Tamiflu make like a non-prescription version that's just on the counter?
Theraflu.
That's not the same.
No, Theraflu is a different thing, and that's
like a generic version that's not real.
It's totally different.
It's basically just vitamin C and bubbly stuff.
It's acetaminophen, the stuff for your coughing, and
because I had a flu scare, and it turned out it's not the flu, but I got the flu test.
Yeah.
Ever had a flu test before?
No.
Did you pass it?
I passed the test. I didn't have the flu, but like they literally have to they bring out two swabs.
Yeah.
I'm like, where are you gonna swab me? Why are you handing me this big bunch of Kleenex? And so it turns out they actually swab the inside of your nose on both sides. And I'm like, that is the most vile feeling that I've ever had. Mm. But I came up negative, so I'm happy. But you know what? They gave me they say, oh, well, your fever's up. Do you want some Tylenol acetaminophen? I'm like, sure. Being a stupid Canadian in the medical system in America.
$50.
Probably. I haven't got the bill for it yet, but I'm probably going to pay $50 for three Tylenol.
But you know why?
Because they were given to me a little paper cup.
But do you know why they're $50?
No.
It includes all the administrative costs of the whole hospital.
Right.
They include everything into all.
That's the bill to walk in the hospital.
No.
No, it's so in they everything.
Put it everywhere.
You fund your entire medical system with the cost of
everything.
Acetaminophen?
Everything.
Oh, I thought it was just acetaminophen.
No, it's everything. God, no.
Oh, okay. I'm like, well, I don't want acetaminophen. Give me some of the
ibuprofen. So anyway, I was going for
therapy. Back to you.
I used to work in healthcare, remember?
True.
Doctor,
did you get the test?
No. Took blood. And she's like, yeah, you need to go have an ultrasound. And I'm like, okay. So I go down to the ultrasound place and then do the ultrasound. And then as I'm waiting for the radiologist to read the ultrasound and stuff, all the pain goes away. Like, I'm like, oh.
I'm good.
I kind of dozed off for a little bit there. And then I woke up, you know, 5-10 minutes later. I'm feeling great. No problem.
Let's go run a 5K.
Sure. I'm like, let's go to Chick-fil-A. You know, I'm like, good to go. Chick-fil-A was just down the road.
Of course, like, man. Come on. It's the right place to be.
So then he comes in and he's like, stand up. And he's doing more ultrasound action and stuff. And yeah, you got a bunch of stones in there. And I'm like, oh, great. That's not going to be good. And he's like, let me call your doctor and see what she wants you to do. But you're probably just going to go home. You're going to have to go see a
specialist of some kind, whatever.
GI dude or whatever. And you know, schedule it, right? Mm-hmm. Because, eventually those things come through and they cause pain and it's not comfortable.
Right.
And that's that. Exactly. And so I'm like, okay, cool. And then he comes in and he's like, yeah, your doctor wants you to go to the ER now. I'm like,
wow.
Why? And he's like, well, I don't know, but your blood test was not necessarily the best. I'm like, oh, okay. I wonder what's going on. So I go to the ER and hang out in there. And it's really funny. You get seen really fast. And the physician who saw me is like, so no pain? I'm like, no. Like an hour ago I was in pain. But like now I'm like, I'm good to go. I'm like, can I have a sandwich? You know, I haven't eaten all day. And he's like, no, we're gonna have you hang out here for a little bit. And we're gonna have you go do an MRI. I'm like, that's a little extreme, isn't it? I mean, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, we've seen the ultrasound. I gave you the CD.
Yeah.
Right? So have an MRI.
Joey Snow, greatest hits.
Have you ever had an MRI? That's fun. Not. No.
Is that the machine that's the big... yeah. I've been through those. Yeah. I haven't been... I've watched my son go through those.
Yeah. It's not fun.
Yeah.
No. So MRI results come in, and they're like, okay, we're going to send you home. You're going to have to go see a guy. But we want to take blood one more time.
I know a guy.
Yeah.
You go see a guy.
Yeah, you go see a guy.
He does fencing, too.
We go down 133rd Street.
He's a good guy, does fences.
Don't you know?
So they do another blood test, and they come back, and they're like, I want you to see the surgeon. So the surgeon comes in. And at this point, understand.
This is a whole day.
Yeah, exactly. Well, pretty much. Yeah, I think it's 3
Did you go by yourself, or did you bring your
Totally rolling. I'm totally rolling solo. I've got my car is parked out in the visitor parking.
In the expensive parking.
You know? Well, no, I got a pass.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Woo.
Multipass?
Yeah. Multipass. So I'm sitting there, and surgeon comes in, and she's like, so, you know, they draw on the whiteboard. This is what these parts do, and this is where they are. And I'm like, okay.
We don't know what this one does.
But it doesn't
there.
Really do
but
anything.
It's there.
But it gets stones. and so After that, the surgeon's like, yeah, I'm going to call up and see what the options are. And then she comes back in and she's like, yeah, so they're prepping the OR now. We're going to get you ready to go. And I went from, I'm going home to,
I'm feeling fine.
Yeah, I'm feeling fine. I'm going to go home. I might have to schedule this for later. I can work it out. You know, maybe not before, you know, I was going to ask, can I go on this trip? We've got a big event in Germany. We've got a big event in London. So I'm frantically phoning the missus going, honey, I'm going to surgery in 45 minutes.
Yeah, I've got to sign this absolution thing so I don't sue people and things like that. Do you want to be over here to witness
that? And she's in a board meeting for the dance team.
I was about to say, she's probably doing dance stuff. Yeah, it's dance weekend, right?
Well, yeah, exactly. She's in a big board meeting. Like all of a sudden she leaves that and the other dance moms take her car home and, you know, take care of the children and everything as I go rolling off into surgery. And then, as I mentioned before, before the show started, is after the actual gallbladder surgery, they're like, yeah, we think we're good. You're going to go home here. Go ahead and eat. So I have full breakfast. I'm like, okay. You know, still not awesome. But then they come in and they go, the surgeon says, so I got everything, but I'm worried that some stones got out. and maybe caught in this other duct.
We lost a sponge during the procedure. We don't know if it's in you.
We left a part in there, right?
Of course, now I have the thought of curling stones. I'm like, how do these things fit?
A 20-pound stone.
It feels that way.
I know. Yes.
So anyway, then I had another procedure done the next day.
Wow.
Where they shoved a camera down my throat and yeah. So yeah, at the end of the day,
can we talk about IoT or something?
Like, yeah. You know, oh no, no.
Or Azure AD.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's crazy, man. So you're back?
No,
but not really.
Not until Monday.
Yeah. Oh, you're not even working today.
Not even working.
And today. He comes in to do this show.
I came in to do the show.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, thank you. I won't make fun of you then.
We're gonna. I'm gonna take Ludwig's suggestion. The show name is already set. It's All the Stones.
All the Stones.
All the Stones. That's the name of the show for next. That's the name
next
of the
time. Yeah. Okay, I can write
All
that.
The Stones. Mark it. Make and it
I'll
so.
I'll actually put it in Teams this time.
Thanks, Ludwig.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Ludwig, I'm so jealous. He was tikiing.
He was Disneying.
He went and saw our friend Will at the Tiki Bar.
And I do have to say, he actually put a pair of ears on top of his Tilly.
I was going
to
bring that up.
Yeah, it wasn't, I don't know. It gave him a nice looking shadow, but I don't know. I don't know if the Tilly hat would be officially impressed by that or not.
Our own Essex girl comes in a game of stones.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's that. Ooh.
I like that one, too.
Or ice and stones.
Yeah, we might have to have like a Facebook poll or something to say what the new one is.
What's the name of the show?
Let's expand on our socials.
Our friend Super Crystal's joined. Hello.
Nice.
So I shouldn't put down.
Do anyone else we need to say hello to that's in the chat that we haven't seen yet?
Any other people? I don't know. I was talking a lot. Sorry.
Yeah.
I had to tell the story because it's
like really Amar's here, Pierre's here.
Oh, Pierre Roman is here.
Yeah, Harold's here. Mark Fleming's here.
The last time I did work, I helped Pierre Roman.
Yeah. You did?
I did. He had Azure AD questions, and I answered them.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So technically that beer money or...
But we have to figure this one out. I think that's still the preamble to the show.
Okay,
we should probably talk. Well, we can talk about work.
We're 24 minutes in. We can talk. We can change it to the show now.
That was your work. You're making yourself healthy again.
Okay.
So that was your work this week. Your trenches. That's
serious trenches going there.
There's some serious trenches there.
Still.
I think the doctors were trenching.
And let me tell you, try being on a restricted diet when you don't have a kitchen.
Oh.
That's hard.
Oh, even worse.
Yeah. You can't just get like a McDonald's and fries.
No.
So did you know this is where Canada is ahead of the States? Again, speaking about Olympics. Big Mac with bacon on it.
I've seen the commercials. Did you have it when you were up there?
I didn't. And I'm so ticked off. I didn't have it.
So
I was up there. I was up there in Vancouver this past weekend. And I did not get a Big Mac. It's a limited edition. That's all it is. It's a limited edition. It's gone this weekend probably. I'm not driving back up there again this weekend.
It wouldn't be available in April probably.
Well, we can find out because our good friend Steve has actually gotten a speaking engagement. At SharePoint Saturday in April.
Who's Steve?
Our audio guy.
Oh, we got a new one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jared's he's in the big time now. So yeah. Steve has filled in for him. And Steve's actually speaking on Jared's behalf.
Really?
At the SharePoint conference.
This is the jumping ground that being the audio guy of this program.
It does. Gets you we to. Launch careers here. We
absolutely do.
We launch careers.
Speaking careers. SharePoint speaking career.
So I've got a April should be good weather to drive up there.
Yep.
And I think I'll probably take a you don't speak first thing in the morning, do you?
Probably not, but I'm going to be driving up on Friday.
Yeah. I might drive up first thing in the morning on Saturday. Just go for a motorcycle drive.
I'll find out when I speak.
Or something like that.
Yep. Gareth says, doesn't the U.S. have some limited edition Big Mac right now, too? Yes, we do. It's a mini Big Mac.
And the grand Big Mac. Just
to So there's either a really small one or a really big one, but we don't have bacon.
Bacon. Bacon on the Big Mac.
Bacon makes the world a better
place. It's weird. Very cool looking.
We had a team member from our team in India visiting.
Oh, yeah?
Yesterday was his last day, and we took him Tipsy Cow for
lunch. Oh,
yeah?
And we had the beer-battered bacon.
Uh-huh.
Oh, nice.
Appetizer. Oh, yeah. Everyone was like, what the? And then they tried it, and they were like, oh, my gosh, this is the best thing ever.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. We did our plan for the trip. We did it. We had a great time. We then, I was probably up there visiting my brother-in-law I haven't seen in like 4 or 5 years since we've moved here. He came up to go to Whistler the following week. So that was cool. But on the way back, we choose specifically our route to make sure that we go past a particular superstore in Surrey. Actually, yes, in Surrey.
I know the one you're talking about.
On the way back, because that's the only place on the way towards the border that you can pick up cheese bread. This is one of those staple items that my family has to have, is this cheese bread from the bakery that's made there at the store. It's like this white squishy bread that has cheese molded on the inside of it and on top of it. And I found nowhere else where I can find this cheese bread, except for this one place.
Is it Canadian Tire?
There's not near a Canadian
Please
Tire.
Please tell me it's Canadian Tire. No.
So it's at Superstore. So we had the Superstore. We got the cheese bread. And we also found some cheese dinner rolls that we picked up as well. So literally, so picture this. I'm there with twin number one. We get there before twin two and the other car, because I had to take two cars up. We got there before. We took all the bread. Like, I'm carrying 6 loaves of bread in my hand with 2 loaves of dinner rolls. And then we're trying to find the chocolate bar aisle for chocolate bars. And
Coffee,
then I get a text from my wife, and she says, damn it, there's no cheese bread. Like, I'm like, nope, I got it all. But then, so we picked up, we actually found boxes of full-size candy bars. Not the mini ones, but boxes of full-size candy bars. So we got 6 boxes of those. And then we got Bits and Bites, regular flavor, original, 2 bags of that. And then I'm carrying them like this because, of course, you go in stupidly thinking, oh, I'll just pick up a couple and I don't need a cart. Well, I needed a cart.
Yeah.
We finally put it down the thing. And the woman looks at us and she's just like ringing the stuff in, looking at us. And then Kelly actually said, yeah, we live in Seattle right now and we can't get the stuff in Seattle. So we always come here when we ever come by to get it. She's like, oh, I got it.
Ah,
no, got it. So I now have cheese bread and dinner rolls and chocolate bars at the house.
So Harjit and Prayer are going, they've crossed the line.
Yeah.
Masala Big Mac, no HJIT. Nope. That is not how it works.
Nope.
And Big Mac samosas, no Prayer.
That won't work.
No. No. That just won't stop.
Work. I will,
I want some cheese
bread.
Now
that you've talked about bringing all this stuff over the border, I'm going to be worried for your next trip over that. They're going to be like, so you're the guy that takes all the cheese bread over the border.
Hey, man, it's baked. It's all fine. It's not raw cheese. But I will say that going through the border, I took one for the team because we had a friend with us who does not have an access card. So we had to go through the regular lane, which was annoying. But we go through the regular lane, and then the border guard on the U.S. side says, sir, can I see you scan in with your green cards? You didn't use your Nexus cards. And I'm like, I scan with my green cards because I was programmed, or I was told, you have to use your green cards whenever you come across the border, unless you're in the Nexus lane, in which case you can use the Nexus lane. She said, well, why didn't you use the Nexus lane? I'm like, because we have a friend here that doesn't have Nexus card. We have to come through here. And she says, can you show me the Nexus cards, please? And I'm like, yep, here you go. Pass them over. And then she's, goes away and comes back, and she says, yes, sir, I'm supposed to take these away from you right now because you didn't activate your kids' Nexus cards with the PIN code that you have to do.
Oh.
Your wife told me that she thinks the cards were activated, but now you have to tell your wife that they weren't activated. I'll be nice and I'll let you go ahead and you can go back out through again. But just so you know, if you have Nexus, you should be going through the Nexus lane and they need to be activated. I'm like, oh.
So what do you do about the
person? Yeah, I was going to say, what do you do in the case that you're Nexus but somebody else is not?
You go through the regular line, but you still show the Nexus card.
You still do
because
the Nexus
card. They have those, you know, 25 different sensors that scan the inside of your car as you go through the thing. Yeah. And so when you hold up your documentation and it says, you know, 1, 2, 3, and it counts the number of identity cards that are there.
Yep.
I'm supposed to show the Nexus ones there so that they know that they're there.
So they scan that.
Yeah. But either way,
yep.
Oops. So apparently someone peeled off the sticker that says must be activated. And I thought they're activated when I grabbed them. And they're not.
Yeah.
So
fun.
Lesson learned.
That's not as fun as getting the questioning from the Canadian guard that I did one time crossing north.
Oh, yeah?
Because my girlfriend at the time jumped out of the car because she was traveling on her diplomatic passport. She couldn't travel in a non-government vehicle.
I'm going to say, you're not allowed to do that.
And
you can't jump out of cars.
Watched her jump out of the car and looked at me, and I'm like, oh.
She's running for the border.
Well, and she just remembered that she was traveling on her diplomatic. So
how come she didn't travel in a regular?
Because she was going up for work.
Oh, okay. Got her.
Yeah.
Got her. Heavy random spent. Do we want to jump to random spending? Or have you done any Bear Money support apart from buying cheese bread, which Steve N says that you can make?
It's not the same, Steve. And Steve, if you have the recipe for Loblaw's cheese bread, send it my way, please. Do a PM. So work-wise, I have been working on stuff, but it's, again, stuff that I can't talk about, which is really annoying now that I'm doing this. But it's cool.
It's awesome to go to engineering. You know, it's not awesome when you're running a podcast where you're talking about what you do for work.
I saw this freaking amazing demo at the All Hands that I can't talk about
again. I missed the All Hands.
Until May timeframe, I think it is.
My jaw, if it's the same one, my jaw hit the floor.
Oh, it's amazing. So very, very cool. I can't talk about that either. So we're just teasing all of our public people here. Just wait till May. We can talk about it.
Yeah.
and then, so I can't. So, yeah, let's go to Beer Money. Beer Money wants.
Have you done any Beer Money?
Well, I did Beer Money for myself.
Beer Money is the support that we do for our friends and family.
Does it count for you, too?
Sure.
Sort of.
Okay.
Is
it really Beer Money support or is it just unclausing something?
No, this was basically so far out on the rings that it would not come back again and it was really behaving badly.
It was out in Saturday.
And so I went in and simply transferred over any data that wasn't inside my OneDrive and my other data areas and then flattened the box with a Pixie boot and did a new install to go back onto a more stable system. So I redid my box here. And just recently, I also did a reinstall or reconfiguration of another Surface, personal Surface device, for my son to use at school.
Yeah.
Because they give him these netbooks that are like this thick, weigh 12 times more than a Surface does, and they have them locked down so tight with policy, you can't even add a frickin' printer to be able to print from.
Nope.
So he said, Dad, can I use my, like, I'm allowed to. Look, here on the website, it says I can use my own computer if I want. You just won't be able to print while you're at school. I'm like, sure. So I set it up. I actually did an AD domain join through the internet to talk to LWSD so he could use his login credentials. That's all fine. It all works. He has his OneDrive to his OneDrive inside of LWSD. So LWSD is the Lake Washington School District, in case you're wondering. So that's all good. So I set him up. But I also set him up to be more organized with OneNote on the phone to OneNote on the Surface to OneNote up inside of the cloud for LWSD.
All the OneNotes.
To do stuff. Because we were talking about how he's having an issue with just simply keeping track of the stuff he has to be done. And I'm like, don't the teachers like write that down on like the corner of the board or something like that for, you know, things that are coming up and things that are being done?
Nope.
He's like, most do, some don't, but I get in trouble. I'm like, here, take this. There's a widget on this. You can just press the widget, and it's actually camera into OneNote. Click, done. Put your phone away.
Yep.
And now you have a record of it.
Yep.
And he's like, yeah, but then it's only on my phone. I'm like, no. If it's on OneNote, it's it's there all of a sudden. Yeah. He's like, wow.
Yeah.
So we now have a standing engagement, 15 minutes minimum every night. He and I go through the OneNotes to figure out what needs to be done and then schedule stuff inside of his calendar to make sure he actually does stuff.
That's brilliant.
That's great.
Don't know if it's going to work yet.
Hey.
But we're gonna at find least, hey, you've got day one.
Yep, day one.
Day one.
First step. Technology enabled and trained.
I did some personal beer money support.
You've been at home. What else have you been doing besides sleeping with a puppy?
Well, so the Ubiquities.
Ubiquities.
Yeah.
You got multiples yet?
I do.
Oh, you got twinsies.
Yeah, I do.
Twinsies.
Couple APs.
Twinsie APs.
Did I tell you guys? I don't know if I ever told you guys that ended up getting a cloud key.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was using the online version, and I decided to go with the cloud key.
It's like the size of a brick, right?
Yeah.
A little small little thing.
No, it's awesome. apparently, in the last upgrade, I was upgrading too many things at one time.
Oh, yeah?
And it kind of got stuck and kind of fell off the network. And so when we went into the cloud key is what controls kind of everything. It's how we set policy. So in our house, the Wi-Fi shut off at a certain time.
Oh, yeah.
We had to go in and extend them because last week we had a holiday.
Yeah.
So there are a couple of days that they're, you know, it's not a school night. They can have Wi-Fis longer. Needed to do that. Cloud key wasn't responsive. Now, normally, you basically have to kind of go do a hard reset on this thing. But I kind of went through and I went, I wonder if I can access it somehow through the IPs. So I managed to get a connection in. And then instead of going in through the process to normally reset it, I went, let's restore. There's backups on here. I know I auto backup every week.
All right.
And so let's do a backup from a restore from a few weeks ago before I did all the upgrades. And let's see if it comes right back online. Sure enough, comes right back up online. Don't nice. Lose any of the settings because, you know, resetting it is fine, but then I lose all the settings of the networks in the house, and mm-hmm. I just have to – it's just kind of a pain to set it up again. So all comes back online and everything, and then I've just decided that from now on I'm going to take – I never do this. It always warns you before you do the upgrades that you should take a backup first. Yeah, I never do that. I'm like, it'll be fine. Nothing bad can happen here. Right? So I did my own support there. But just the fact that it was just so easy, just go and do a quick restore, that just really speaks to that product.
Ever since I had an NT4 SCSI driver go bad on me during an update back in NT4 days, I'm like a backup guy before patches.
Yeah.
I can be.
Speaking of backup, that's the beer money that I did for my sister.
You did some backups?
Cloudberry backup. Have you guys played with that at all?
No.
Cloudberry. That sounds like some
Canadian invention from Waterloo. Actually,
they make a lot cosmetic of products. Line. They make a lot of products for connecting to the cloud, especially storage.
Yeah, yeah.
They have one product called Cloudberry Backup that will back up files off your computer to any of the cloud providers.
Oh, yeah.
As well as to local USB drives or network storage, network attached storage. It's pretty brilliant.
Nice.
It's not too expensive. And there are, I know there's one podcast in particular that has them as a sponsor, and you can possibly get a free license.
Are you trying to say that we need to go off and get sponsors or something?
I think we should get some sponsors.
We actually have to have a show that people want to listen to get sponsors. Wow.
We need some more.
First and foremost.
I've been looking at the stats. We need some more people to be able to do that.
But I'm using it to back up my personal stuff, and it's amazing. It's going up into Azure cold storage. So it's brilliant for me.
What have you done?
I don't know.
He closed it.
It zoomed in or something.
Okay.
No, the video's stopped. Okay. I don't know.
Garrett says he was at the grocery store, heard two college students talking about Google Docs.
Yep.
One stated how much they hated Google Docs, and the other said, I miss Microsoft.
Nice.
That's a rarity in the college world, because I thought that most of them loved the Google stuff.
Yep.
A little crazy.
I'm a fan of the OneNotes, though. My entire team functions nothing in OneNote.
Yeah.
I mean, everything is in OneNote in Teams. That's how we do everything.
My biggest issue is that I have about 40 different OneNotes.
That is my problem
as well. And about 40 different teams.
Yeah, that's
I only
that's
have a couple problem. Teams, but yeah.
So, like we made a team for Corey Sanders' organization, because I was griping about how no one does. No, it's a functional org. It's org. But then
are you sure it's functional?
Well, it's dysfunctional because no one uses it because we're all email people. But then someone right. another person went ahead and they made like a massive Uber one that includes like Jason Zander's org.
Oh, jeez.
You know how big that is?
Yeah.
Teams isn't designed to be that big.
No.
I mean, the fact that you're limited to only adding 99 people at a time tells you there's a certain upper limit of what you can do. But I'm actually having my first Teams video conference.
Mm-hmm.
Scheduled video conference meeting. I've never had one before.
We
I've been using Skype whenever
I'm there, right? Yeah. This is the norm, right? Is there a difference?
What's the difference?
Oh, it's a huge difference.
Is it?
Yes.
Am I going to be dumping Skype for Business now?
You will be. Eventually, they're going to replace Skype for Business with Teams.
It's going to be the client. Yeah, that's on the roadmap.
Here's the big part, though. Teams uses the old Skype consumer codecs.
Oh, yeah?
Which are amazing. They're so clean and crisp. Versus the Skype for Business, which uses the old Link/Office
RTC server.
Yes, nice. Exactly. So we actually utilized the Teams meeting last week when we were in one of our major incidences.
Oh, yeah? Incidences?
Incidences. Yeah, it's been plural for the past 2 weeks.
Nice. Ugh.
As DRI, I'm so glad this is my last day. I'm off call at 6 p.m. tonight. I'm going straight to Bellevue Brewing.
Going right to the firehouse.
Actually, I might go home, drop off the car, grab a lift, and go back to the
Brewing.
It's been that kind of a week, huh?
It has been that kind of a week.
I still got to go.
I know you still got to go.
I got to find out what parental responsibilities I have tonight, and then maybe I'll go.
Adulting
you can't
is
go, eh?
John, you don't have to adult. You want to go?
I can have a pretzel.
You can have a pretzel.
I can have a pretzel.
Yeah, for all of our listeners, come on out to the Bellevue Brewing Company.
Company, 6 p.m.
Well, nice. I think we're going. Are we not scheduled to go over this weekend or upcoming? Because isn't that MVP thing coming up here soon?
MVP's in 2 weeks.
Oh, it's in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So
we'll is too far away.
Stuff with the MVPs. Yeah. But no, it was.
Tony, I'm totally good. Tony's like, Joey looks like a man in pain. I'm like, it's just discomfort. I'm not in pain. I'm all good. It's all good.
The quality of the audio and video is so much better.
Oh, yeah?
It's like using real Skype, not Skype for Business.
I'm going to find out in about 45 minutes.
Out and about.
My Canadian accent gets thicker when I go up north, eh?
Hey.
Or you've been watching too much CBC.
Take off, you hosers. Do we get them to show Strange Brew at BBC tonight?
We could. So we done From the Trenches. We done Beer Talk. Money.
We've done Beer Money.
Beer Talk. You haven't been drinking at all.
No, what have you been making? You entered some into competition. Do we have results?
So no, they haven't been bottled yet. They get bottled.
You just threatened to enter them.
No, I've been accepted.
Oh, okay.
So basically, you have to apply for the National Homebrewers Association.
Yeah.
You say, I want to put in X number of beer, and these are the locations. And then they say, okay, you made it in fast enough. You get to put in 4 beer, pay us $14 a bottle, and then categorize your beer correctly.
Wait a minute. You pay them
them
beer.
For judging services and for logistical stuff.
Judging stuff.
Yeah. But if think about this. It's
think about this. People would send us
beer. People could send us beer for free. And they pay us.
They would pay us for judging services.
Damn it. Why did I think about this? The first annual Patch and Switch beer competition.
That's right. We should judge.
Anyone that wants, send us beer. We'll judge it on the show and send you back results. Oh, that is perfect.
Yeah, we'll be cheaper than the other guys. We'll be $13 a beer.
Make sure it's in clear bottles with no labels on them whatsoever. They have to be done with the BJCP style guidelines. Send them to Patch and Switch at
okay,
Channel 9, Building 25, One Microsoft Way, Redmond, Washington, 9802.
No. Now we've gotten ourselves into liability.
Yeah. Golden Ass would be like, why are these beer bottles coming in?
Don't say beer yet. We'll work on this.
This is cool. I like that. Anyway.
Stay tuned to Passion Switch.
So 3 made it in. Mm. You don't have to send the bottles until March 19th to the March 30th window.
Gotcha.
And then in April, they do the judging with the official judges. And I just got an email on Friday saying that they've opened up a Seattle drop-off location. So I don't actually have to mail them.
Oh, anymore. Nice.
I have to go up to brewery in Woodinville.
Well, that doesn't suck.
To go drop them off.
The one of 20 up there?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Next to the 40 wineries?
I want to say Crucible. Is it Crucible Brewing?
Crucible.
Yeah. Might be Crucible Brewing. Yeah. And we do have to raise a glass. Cheers. Can you do a can. Raise a glass. Yeah. Tip of the hat to a now dearly departed friend of ours.
Who?
Hi-Fi Brewing. They closed their doors. Yes.
That's right.
Closed their doors.
Yeah, they did close their doors. Did you buy any gear?
I can't afford a $14,000 30-barrel fermenter in my garage right now.
You can't tell me you didn't look. You didn't.
I look at every single one of those prices.
You can't tell me you did not measure the garage to see if it would fit. Because I know you.
If I had a different garage style that didn't actually have a floor above it, like you know how some of them just they're actually peaked roofs, they would fit. But it was $49,000 for the brewing system.
What about the back bedroom?
I've only got an El Cheapo 9-foot ceiling house that I have. Okay. So I need double houses.
Double houses.
I could knock a hole in the floor in the second floor and make it into a double. We'll have to talk. So
the beers haven't been judged yet.
Beers have not been judged yet. I did categorize them. I'm putting in a Helles Lager from the Clogger. Mm. I'm putting in a brown ale, American brown ale for my honey brown. And I'm putting in a specialty rye IPA or specialty IPA for my rye IPA. And I now need to go off and buy some bottles and cork them up or cap them up.
Yeah, we've got the beer filler thing.
Got the beer gunny thingy.
Yep.
And try it out. Never used a beer gun before. I have to figure it out.
Can the beer gun be used on something other than a bottle?
Well, totally, if you wanted to. But it is a counter-pressure filler, so you... Okay.
Yeah,
you'd exactly. Inflate yourself. You'd inflate yourself with CO2.
Yeah, wouldn't be good. I already had that happen.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
So there's that. And then I already called a brew day for this weekend.
I didn't see
which
that.
Day?
I haven't decided yet because the reason why...
I can't lift anything over 20 pounds.
No, you don't have to lift anything. You can just sit in the chair, but you can't even drink, so I don't know.
Pretty what good are you? At this point?
He can turn the hot dogs in the barbecue. Ooh. He can turn the hot dogs in the barbecue.
And I have reindeer dogs.
Nice. So I'm making a ginger ale, so an ale with ginger in it.
Okay.
Why?
Because I've always wanted to make one. I've never found a good recipe, and I did my research to find one. I've done my recipe search, and it's actually based on a very nice English traditional ale style that is using ginger and lime and some other stuff to be able to make it into a ginger beer.
Okay.
And ginger ale, sorry, not ginger beer. And we'll see.
Okay.
Because, you know, when you come in like Brewer's Choice the last time and second place,
God,
you can't really win again. You have to let someone else try to win, right?
Yeah, well, the problem is I actually have to brew at some point, and well, I don't know when that's going to happen because of my travel schedule.
Well, that's called planning and choosing when you're going to do it. So you better get on that, buddy.
I do. Otherwise, I won't have something for the April
right, competition. Because in case you don't know, Beer Team 6 is an officially recognized beer club as part of the National Homebrewers Association. That's Beer Team 6. Awesome. And the way we work in our club,
we have dues.
The founding members, they have lifetime perpetuity. We are accepting new members.
Are we?
We have to come up with a new fee structure.
True.
I'm thinking like
$1 million
to join or a case of beer. That should be a good exchange rate. And then
$1 million Canadian or a case of beer.
Yeah, that's about right.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
And then you can join the beer club.
I've got to brew.
You do have to brew.
Is there enough time to do this IPA?
I don't know. You better get April on 15th. I've already claimed the fermenter for the next week.
I have to look at it. I have to look at the calendar and the schedule. So I'm back on the road again after next week.
Work gets in the way sometimes.
When you're running events basically every week, it kind of gets in the way. Yeah. Have you random spent on anything? Did you buy any cool stuff? Any new techie gadgety geeky?
I did actually
geekily thingies.
I can't show it to you because it's not on my person right now.
What'd you buy?
I bought a couple of those tracking tiles.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, mm-hmm. I've
$9.
The ads. I've been getting the ads on the Facebooks on occasion or on the other social medias.
No, because my wife random spent. She bought a new car.
What?
She bought a new car.
Oh, I didn't hear this.
No, we sold the Durango.
What?
The Durango's gone. That's why I had to take two cars to Canada because we couldn't fit in the cars with the too many people. So she sold the Durango, and now she's got herself a Crosstrek 2018. Just like similar influence from Mr. Sound Engineer over there. But she loves it. She absolutely loves it. She's got lots of doohickeys and visibility and eyesight stuff going on and lane departure. It actually, I'm driving along and all of a sudden the wheel starts to turn like this because it's keeping me in the lane.
It's about time somebody's in the lane.
It's, exactly. It keeps me in line.
So you've actually been able to drive it.
I have been able to drive it, which is good.
Fantastic.
And she let me drive it up to Canada. So I got to drive long distance with it, which is fun.
That must have been nice.
It has adaptive cruise control. It slows down. The guy in front of you slows down.
I love that in my car.
She didn't like the fact that I was testing to see if it comes to a full stop. It does.
It will.
My foot was millimeters away from the brake, and it actually comes to a full stop.
Mm-hmm. So that's cool. I wouldn't want you testing that feature either.
She wasn't too happy about it. You do have to remember that all those different safety features have a minimum speed before they kick in. So it doesn't work inside of pulling into a parking spot.
Heated seats?
Yes.
Heated seats.
Air-conditioned seats?
No air conditioning.
Just the heated.
Heated seats.
Let's just see.
So random spend-wise for her, she got that. I was looking into a tinting company to try to get some tint on the windows. To tint the black, you know, make them darker. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I need to find some tinting.
They're pretty dark as is.
Not the front ones. And the back ones are...
It's illegal to have the front ones past a certain level.
Past a certain level, but they aren't tinted at all. The main reason why is because of people looking in the back to see if they can take anything.
Understood.
So I'm going darker there. But anyway.
I can't see in the back of mine at all.
I can see my daughter's. I can see my daughter's backpacks in the back.
Okay.
So anyway. She did that. So, yeah, she just said, you know what, Rick, we're going to lose these keys. Let me qualify that. Rick, you're going to lose these keys because I only have one Jeep key right now, and that's it because I lost one. And they're $300 to get a new key cut these days, which is annoying because they have the microchips inside of them, right?
Yep.
So the Subaru, so she said, you know, why don't we get these tiles? So I'm like, okay, go online, pick up. They had a four-pack on for like $30, so it's less than $9 a tile, which is awesome. Installed and done, working great.
What do you think? Have you lost something?
You know what's hilarious is I can actually go on the app right now and I can ring her keys at work right now.
I would not suggest doing that.
Oh, come on, let's do it.
And then also likewise, if you have the keys and you can't find your phone, you can just press the key thing twice and it finds your phone for you.
Oh, nice.
That's pretty neat. And then it's crowdsourced location services, so they beacon, and if you have the app installed and you're running it as well, and you happen to walk past my keys, it triangulates between the both of us where the keys are.
Whoa.
So that's cool. So I bought tiles.
So there's two different sizes?
They have a flat one you can put inside of a book or inside of a laptop or something like that. They have the small square ones, mm-hmm. And then they have a designer version of the small square ones. Ooh. I would actually buy the designer versions because they have a sport version, which is waterproof. Because the ones that I have are just water resistant, and I know I'm going to drop my keys in the water when I'm visiting a friend's boat or something like that.
Yes.
If I get an invite back this summer, I might end up dropping it.
I doubt you're
going
to get an invite back.
It's tough, eh?
Yep.
Although apparently my daughter's dating...
What?
A boy that happens to have a family that owns a boat.
Oh, my.
So I might be invited onto a different boat.
Always invited on my boat. You're good. You're good.
I know how to tie the knots.
You do know how to tie the knots.
I can tie the knots.
And you actually volunteer to help.
Anytime.
And clear things up. There's other people who have been on my boat that are basically like,
you trusted me to go in and to actually take apart a speaker grill and fix a wire on a speaker and put it back together again.
I did.
That's trust. That is trust.
You were never here this summer. I don't want to hear
around.
It from
you're
me.
Out of the place.
So what if I was in Europe for a month? Big deal. I came back.
It's rough, eh?
Question in the chat room asking if we're going to be around at MVP Summit. I'm going to be around.
Yeah, I was approached to speak at the MVP Summit.
What?
I was approached to speak at the MVP Summit.
Did it happen? Or
it's never followed through, and I'm too busy to follow through on it. Any MCTs are listening, if they actually still have a slot and they want me to talk about something, yeah, sure, I can talk.
MVP Summit, I will be around.
When is it? It's the third? The sixth or seventh?
Fifth.
It's like fifth. Fifth. So people are arriving this weekend?
Yeah, people are. I think we're supposed to. Are they?
MCT's is next.
No, next weekend.
Yeah,
next weekend is when they're
arriving. Yeah, yeah, they arrive like weeks. So time. Like Sunday the 4th, I think, is when we're supposed to be.
They
doing
still have to.
Right?
They still have to finish putting up all the security barriers around downtown Bellevue.
Yeah,
For the MVPs.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, it's next week they arrive.
So while I may not necessarily, I may make the reception, their opening reception that's down.
You know, you have a standing offer to go to the Canadian party, right?
I didn't know that.
Super Crystals has put our names in.
Oh, has she?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice of her.
That's nice of her for you.
God. A little moody.
I know, eh?
There we go. We'll go to BBC.
So yeah, we're going to be around.
Absolutely.
We are absolutely going to be around. So if you want to grab a coffee or something, I will be here that week. Yes, I will be here that week.
Nice.
I have to be here that week.
I don't get to speak at the MVP Summit. It's only for the seasoned veterans that are
it's only for the guys that actually build the product.
The big stuff guys, right?
Not us guys that
no.
Don't.
No.
So the answer is yes, we're around. Part of it is on campus, so if you happen to be near where we are, we can make it over to a cafe.
Yeah, but they would be gone. They would be gone by the 9th, which is our next show.
Unless
somebody's sticking around.
Anybody sticking around that weekend?
It's a Friday of that week.
If they bring us beer, they can come in. Minimum bar entry for guests now.
You're going to keep hurting Joey.
Okay.
Okay. That could work. So, is Ludwig back yet? Did he come back?
From talking about beer?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Though we got four more minutes. We already have the name of the show.
Do they have a national tiki convention? Like,
there has to be a national. There has to be
a national tiki competition or something.
Forget the competition. I just want to go to the convention.
I just want to go to the tiki bar down in Tacoma again.
I'm spending a lot of time in Tacoma these days.
Yeah, Gareth said some people stay until Friday, so we'll have to see if there's any MVP guests. You know where to reach us on the Facebooks and on the Twitter.
At Patch and Switch.
Yeah. Ludwig says I've been here the whole time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Good to see he's here.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
Your talk. Tiki Con.
There is a Tiki Con.
Oh, my
gosh. Look at that.
That's fantastic. Thanks, J-Flo.
Okay, J-Flo has just been promoted to being the official show researcher.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. He's now the show researcher.
How are we gonna pay him?
We'll just take some of the audio engineer's money.
Hey.
He's already split it between him and the social media guy. So
social media person never
It doesn't work. He just takes the money.
They never start.
So now it's gonna be split into anything. A third. What's a third of $1.380?
I don't know.
A lot.
Like I don't even know what it is.
And then we have to bring into the exchange rate.
That's smaller than a burstable instance. It's crazy. With per second billing.
Wow.
So, yeah. Official researcher, JFL.
Always back to compute, okay. Isn't it?
It is. That's what it's all about. It's all about compute in the Azure, man.
All about the builds.
I've been putting in a lot of home stuff. So, like, lighting under the counters. The countertop LED lighting. Yeah.
Cool.
Over the countertop LED lighting.
Does it go into multicolors?
Not under. Under the counters is just white. But
you
over
should
the
honestly put, like, hue changing colored lights all underneath the counters, all above the counters. Now put them all over the place. Don't tell your significant other.
Cool. Sure, that's going to work.
And then when DJ Joey Snow plays his set at noon, it synchronizes all the lights in the house. Sure. The whole house starts going like this all over the place.
You know how I wouldn't even make it through my show before I was thrown out. I wouldn't even make it through the show.
What the heck?
You're out. Yeah, no, I'm actually going to run so I've been looking between the Hue. So I am a big fan of the Hue lights, but the problem that they have with their LED strips is that they come in set lengths. You waste a lot by cutting them. The Sylvania makes some that come in three foot lengths that you just keep adding.
Oh, yeah.
So I've been looking at those.
You can add on to the Hue ones.
Yeah, but he needs them shorter, and then it's a wasted chunk.
Yeah, I don't like wasting LED lights.
I've got some random spending that I'm going to have to do in a month's time.
So I've been looking at
Whoa, hang on. What's going on there?
I don't know.
So I...
somebody pulled a Jared.
So I'm driving my Jeep. It's all fine. I loan my Jeep to my son to drive someplace, and then he calls me and he's stranded at the side of the road. The Jeep went into what's known as limp mode. because the electronic throttle control went flaky and then basically geared it down and then cut out eventually.
With that, we've come to the end of another exciting episode of the Patch and Switch program. I can't get the band to work. My machine is in the middle of an update. Nice. I don't know what's going on. I want to say thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We're back in 2 weeks' time. I'm just going to leave it there.
You're going to say thank you to all the people?
Can you tell me who's here? Wait. Crystal, Ledwig, Gareth, Laura, thanks for tuning in.
Tony.
Sean, Tony.
Pierre
Roman,
Crystal, you got Jane, yeah.
Jane,
Sean, yeah. Logan, you got the Flores is there, Tony, Harold,
you can just Dave keep Upton, everybody, thanks Bartolo. For tuning in. Until next time, have a weekend, everybody. Limp mode, really?
Limp mode.